Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I got good news for the coffee drinkers this morning as you're probably getting ready to head off to work and school. The Old American Heart Association is saying that about 5 cups of coffee a day is still within the safe range for most adults. Katie, have you blown past that this morning?
I think I'm pretty close to it, honestly.
Yeah.
This is probably, at the end of this, will be cup 5.
Oh, my God.
Good for me, then,
good for
right?
you. It's good for your
for
heart. They say that people who drink that much coffee have a lower risk of stroke and a lower risk of developing the diabetes.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley. But there's one caveat. I don't know how much crap you put in it, but this is saying it only applies to coffee itself. So when you start loading it up with all that sugar and syrup. And
what about maple syrup? Is that okay? Like the real maple syrup.
I think
that's
you're
okay,
probably
right?
fine.
Yeah.
I've switched to the blue agave.
Yes.
Which is just a more natural sweetener.
Yes. See?
Says my Instagram health plan. I think that's probably fine. It's the people like my wife, bless her heart, who go and dump the, you know, hazelnut in there, the
Been
vanilla.
There. Yeah, caramel.
Caramel. Glug, 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 glug. Yeah. And then she, oh, it needs more. Glug, glug, glug,
yeah.
glug. But that truly is kind of like her only vice is the flavored
Let
coffee
her have
creamer.
It.
It's what she's got, you
yeah.
know? Mama's busy.
Yeah.
It's the one little perk in her life. But I will say she tries to get like the oat milk variety or something
See?
That's slightly better, I guess.
She's trying.
Yeah,
she's
I guess.
Trying.
I had a coffee fail this morning and it kind of instantly pissed me off.
Oh.
Probably more than it should have.
What
so
happened?
So generally every night I get the coffee maker ready, you know, the
yeah.
water's in it, the grounds are there in the little thing in the cup ready to rock. So I just come downstairs and boom, fire it up.
Yep.
Last night, I got it all ready, got the water in it, all that crap. Come downstairs, I fired it up, went and started doing a few things, and then I came back, and I poured myself my cup of coffee, and it was like, it just looked like really, like, light-colored, dirty water. There was, like, no color, dark coffee color
mm-hmm.
to it. I was like, what the hell is going on? And I opened it up, the little basket, and I forgot to put the coffee in it.
Oh, no, it was just brown water.
And my mouth was all ready, and I was tired, and I was like, instantly set me off.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like pissed for
and
the next 45 minutes.
You have to grind your coffee and everything right.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
like that whole step is a mad step
like,
now.
Come
You're like,
on.
Oh, it takes forever. Gosh.
So hopefully Friday gets a little better for me.
It will.
Isn't it funny when little things like that set you off?
Oh, especially first thing, because
yeah.
you have your routine.
So I was tailgating people all
yeah.
the way into work. I was flipping people off.
Take it out on them,
I
right?
I shoved an intern down already this
I
morning.
Do it, Jer.
Damn
yeah.
you, Folgers.
Sports. It's time for a Mix 100 sports report with JKJ.
All right, your Denver Broncos are playing a little sports ball tonight with the Hutt Hutts and the Flea Flickers. Vikings tonight, I believe.
Sure.
Mile High. Should yep. be fun. Bo's not playing, it sounds like. Few of the starters might. Doesn't matter. My neighbor across the street is a massive Vikings fan. Massive. And I believe he's got a horn, so we'll probably hear that later.
Oh, is he going to be like, score!
Yeah. Vikings!
I grew up in North Dakota. It's all Packers or Vikings.
Yeah.
Like, so I know a lot of people who bleed purple.
Sports.
Oh, yeah. He's always into this Vikings gear.
Yeah.
His email handle is something about Vikings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's into it. So he'll be into it tonight. So
no, go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Hut, hut.
Yeah.
Hut, 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 hut. Speaking of the NFL, I guess they've officially put a bullet in the Pro Bowl game. They're not going to do it anymore.
What?
Players
oh, yeah.
are still going to vote on and recognize 88 Pro Bowlers, but there will no longer be an AFC versus NFC game anymore, mostly because, well, viewership has fallen. A couple years ago, it was like 7 million viewers, and it dropped to like 2 million.
This has been such a long time coming. I mean, they turned it into a flag football
game.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
Shannon Sharpe's out speaking about it because he says he blames today's players. They essentially argue so much, and they have stopped taking the game seriously. They all have destroyed it. So no more Pro Bowl. That's fine. I didn't watch it anyway. And then finally, Tom Brady. Listen to this. He opened a trading card store in California earlier this month, and within a week, it was robbed. It's the Card Vault. It opened on the 15th, and on the 23rd, somebody smashed the window and stole more than $12,000 of merch. Now, he's also got one of these in New York City as well, and that one got robbed with about 10 grand worth of merch.
What?
Being stolen in that incident. Somebody's got a beef with Tom Brady, telling you right now.
His ex-wives.
He needs to up his security.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Doesn't he have the money for it?
What is
anyway,
that?
So he's in the card game now. Why not? Doesn't he have anything else to do, this guy?
He's You'd think.
Part owner of the Raiders. Man. You'd think he'd be doing more.
Man. All right, what else is there?
All right, well, summer is coming to an end, and so what else is there to do but make a list of the funniest collegiate teams and their mascots? Some of these are hilarious. I've never even heard of the University of Delaware, the Fighting Blue Hens. How is that scary at all? UC Santa Cruz, the Banana Slugs. Hey, go Banana Slugs. We love you. Their mascot is a literal slug. There are some more. The Wake Forest. What is these? The Blue Hose. H-O-S-E. H-O-S-E.
That was Katie's nickname in high school.
The Blue Hose.
She ate a lot of blueberries.
Wild. We have more. The Anteaters. That one is the Anteaters. Like, what is going on? What do you think? University of California, Irvine is coming up with crazy nicknames like that. The Billikens, which is St. Louis
Billiken?
University. A Billiken is a charm doll that looks like a cross between a monkey and a troll, Katie.
Oh.
That's what a Billiken is.
It's like your profile picture.
The Poets. Hey, go Poets. We love you guys. Go Poets. Like, what is this? And then my favorite of all time is Centurion College of Louisiana, the gentlemen's team and the ladies' team.
That's it?
That's all they have.
Oh,
every ladies'
it's very
team
classy.
Is the ladies.
It does.
It sounds
every
classy.
Every men's team is the gentleman's team.
That's one I'm
I
on board
like
with.
Pinkies up, right?
Right?
All day.
The ladies are playing today.
Go, ladies.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype.
With JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, it's the hype brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling your entire ding-dang kitchen. Find top brands and expert advice. Just go to mountainhighappliance.com. Side note before we get into the hype. One of my most favorite things we do in the studio is when Katie and I are talking about things.
Yeah.
It's a fun little game that we play, and it's called, was Josh even born yet?
Yeah. He was three. We
okay.
found out.
All right. Josh was three when Practical Magic came out.
Yes.
Next week, we're giving away tickets to go see Practical Magic 2 during
Katie
Crush.
I'm so excited about that. Yes.
He was.
Yeah.
And he was three.
Little baby toddler Josh.
100 times.
Oh, boy. All right. So CNN is apologizing because they mistakenly aired a photo of a Dolly Parton impersonator from Las Vegas instead of the real Dolly during some sort of special tribute on Tuesday night. They say, we regret the error and apologize to the Parton family. Probably somebody Josh's age putting together the reel for all that,
they
right?
Probably,
on TV.
It was her.
Yeah, they probably ran it through AI, thought they were good.
The
know?
Impersoner said, I started getting all these texts from friends saying that I was on CNN and I couldn't believe it. Yeah, honest mistake. I saw the picture. She looks like a total Dolly Parton impersonator.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with the original, the OG DP, I can see that mistake. In CNN's defense, though, didn't Dolly Parton enter a Dolly Parton lookalike contest at one point, and she lost?
And she lost, exactly. So a lot of people look like Dolly, even more than her.
So you know what? Honest mistake. Speaking of DP, there is a petition right now at change.org calling for Nashville International Airport to be renamed Dolly Parton International Airport. It has surged past 128,000 signatures. Originally kind of a joke from a comedian, but now it's really getting some legs. Tennessee State Senator, I say, Todd Warner, has pledged to introduce legislation supporting the name change. And Nashville City Council member Russ Bradford, whoever the hell that is, announced that he would sponsor a resolution asking the Metro Nashville Airport Authority to consider renaming the airport.
I'd be all for
Why
it.
Why not?
I am 100% on board with this. And I would go out of my way to fly into Dolly Parton Airport. Just
right.
To say I did.
I know.
Did you fly into Dolly today? Sure did.
Yeah. Sheryl Crow is out and about saying, yes, this needs to happen.
I guess she's got nothing else to do right now.
There is some sort of law, a bylaw or something out there, they say, that is written into their legislation that is prohibiting renaming a facility for someone unless they've been dead for at least 2 years.
Oh, that's silly. We don't need that rule to stand.
The airport said, hey, we honored Parton by lighting our parking garages pink throughout the weekend. Oh, that's
there
the same.
Go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's real nice.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you see also the story about the latest hurricane is Hurricane
Dolly.
Bad now timing. That it just happened. It didn't, you know, they didn't plan on naming it Dolly, but yeah.
Bad timing. Crazy. Bad timing.
Six Flags Magic Mountain X2 roller coaster has been closed since the beginning of July because two women suffered brain hemorrhages within 6 days of riding it. Three neurosurgeons confirmed that the injuries were caused by traumatic rapid acceleration and deceleration on the ride. They say that the damage is typically associated with high-speed collisions. The second rider is in a coma.
What? That can happen? No.
They did an investigation, and they uncovered over a dozen injury reports linked to the X2 coaster, two of them being fatal. Plus 70 head and neck complaints logged between 29 and 22. Six Flags is saying, though, this ride still meets safety regulations.
But does it, though?
And they declined to address the July incidents. As of right now, the ride does remain closed.
Good.
But yeah, they might want to rethink that ride if they're getting this many issues on it.
And really, the story of everything's fine, people are buying that?
There's a woman in a coma.
What?
Typically associated with high-speed collisions. It's like riding in the car with my wife, honestly.
Yeah.
Rapid acceleration and deceleration. And real quick, fans of our girl Olivia Rodrigo, you're going to like this. She's partnered with Taco Bell for a brand new Baja Blast flavor. It is called You Seem Pretty Pink for a Baja Blast. I'm not ordering that. It's too long to say.
Exactly.
It's right? The OG Baja Blast with pink lemonade in it. It's going to come in a custom cup with Olivia's photo on it. And yet another reason I probably won't order this.
That tastes probably good, though.
Oh, yeah. And people will absolutely eat that up.
Yeah. Because, you know, fat America.
Get in my belly.
You like what you like, Jer? What?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
What else you got?
Hey, this is good news for Colorado. The Colorado Lotto Plus jackpot. Somebody won it right here in Colorado. It happened at the King Supers in Conifer. They hit it really big, too. It was a $10.5 million prize. For that, $5.2 million.
Good.
Ooh, that's a chunk of change.
You know what's funny? I was at my Safeway last night, and I was standing there at self-checkout, and I was talking to the woman there, and this guy goes walking by, and she goes, hey, there he is.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, they must be dating or something.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
And she looked at me, and she said, that guy just won Powerball. I was like, really? She's like, yeah, we got a call from the lottery that said somebody had won a ticket, had a winning ticket from our Safeway store.
Uh-huh.
She's like, and it turns out it was the dude that works back there in the deli.
Oh.
He bought a ticket there, and he won $50,000.
Oh, no way.
So I was like, way to go, buddy. And I was like, that's a lot of cash. I go, not enough to quit, though, huh? And he's like, nope, I'm still here. But yeah, I was like, how neat is that? Like, you buy a ticket at your Safeway, and then you win.
Yeah.
You got to keep working there.
Make you want to keep working. I mean,
I know.
Yeah, it would make me like my job more.
Absolutely.
If I won a $50,000
like,
prize
for you,
there.
Buddy.
Yeah. Slice me sideways.
Oh!
There we go. All right, so again, congratulations to that lucky person.
Yeah.
And hey, more good news for Colorado. We are smart and pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, couple studies showing Denver's doing okay. So WalletHub did the smartest cities in America. They did, I think, 150 largest metro statistical areas, comparing them across 11 key metrics. So they looked at, like, people who had at least a bachelor's degree, the quality of the public school system, and the size of the gender education gap. All of these things were included. So Denver, we got to number 12.
We're just number 12.
Barely missing the top 10, and then Colorado Springs.
That's as high as we can count.
At number 13. That's a good deal. 150 different cities. So number 12,
good.
That's a pretty good look. And again,
we're
Colorado
huh?
Springs, number 13. And we are also very fit. In America's most fit cities, this one was done by the 2026 American College of Sports Medicine's American Fitness Index. No, we are. Have you looked around the rest of the country? Come on. The people in Denver.
I was just at a very popular location here in town, and I don't want to be mean.
Okay,
imagine how much
don't
worse
be mean.
It is everywhere else, though.
You know what you need to do? Go over to Wash Park and watch those people run around it. That was one of the most fittest people I've ever. You could bounce a quarter off those buns. I'm telling you.
I got to give me a roll of quarters.
Yeah, I'm telling you. They are so in shape out at Wash Park and in Denver. That's what this looked at. So Denver, in this study, number 5, according to the fit
most
level.
Fittest.
So that is really good. Aurora, number 31, if you can believe it or not. And then Colorado Springs, 40th on that list.
Huh.
So they're looking at access to parks, recreation facilities, bike lanes, public spaces, all that stuff. But also physical activity, smoking rates, and diet. So they looked at all of those things when they did this study. So we're pretty... and we're smart. I love that. Okay, moving on. And an Adams County firefighter is a hero in more ways than one today. They responded to a call to rescue a little kitten from a well yesterday morning. Oh, he's stuck in a well, the little kitten, Nana. They were able to save it and bring him to a local animal shelter. But the best part about this story warms my heart. One of the firefighters adopted that little kitty. I know, it's 5 weeks old. Everyone lived happily ever after. Oh, I love it. So, yeah, firefighter saving the day and becoming a little kitty mama. Oh. Love it. There you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What dress did you finally pick out?
Oh, yeah.
Katie came in the other day with like 9 dresses on her phone.
I did. And I bought one, and then I brought it back and bought a different one.
Oh,
and last night, I had a little fashion show for the baby Nana. I sent her a bunch of pictures and which one she liked. And funny enough, she liked the same one you both liked. The brown
polka
one.
Dot.
No, not the polka dot, the brown one.
I like the polka dot one.
No, you like the brown one too, though. You said
with
you
the front
liked
pocket?
How,
the pockets,
yeah, the front pocket. So that's what I have because it goes better.
It covers the cleave too.
Yeah, and it goes better with the red heels I'm wearing. So it's,
right.
You know, all in all, the better pick. And then I have a fancy little purse that I'm wearing. I love it.
Cute.
I'm very excited.
I like that polka dot one, though. The polka dot one just kind of was fun. It's Elitch's, kind of, you know, silly little night out.
Yeah.
It was fun, but I do like the brown one, too.
I like the brown one much better. It's
I'm
a lot
weird.
More, like, adult, I feel.
Yeah, it was very classy. It's a classy looking dress. I like cleave. A little cleave never hurt anybody.
I never hurt nobody.
Yeah. But there is something about those dresses that just start right under your neck right there and go down and cover the cleave that I find incredibly attractive.
Very classy.
I feel like also there's a, not a limit, because you can dress however the heck you want.
Sure.
But when I'm looking at it, I liked that I'm showing off my legs a little bit, showing off the arms, but covering up the rest,
it's
right?
It's a little more professional,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. So,
because you're around work people, too.
Yeah, I'm around work people. Don't want to be getting everyone
else
fired
up. Well, I can't wait to see it.
What are you guys wearing?
I got a SpongeBob t-shirt that I'm going to rock tonight.
Oh, let's go.
You know, it's fall because, fall soon, because Starbucks dropped their PSL this week. It's back.
Yeah.
I'm reading a story here that came out from Google. Google searches for, quote, when do pumpkin spice lattes come out? We're up 510% on the Google box. And they say it has been searched more than ever before this year. Pumpkin spice latte is also the top trending latte search in the U.S., followed by banana bread latte, peanut butter latte, and hazelnut latte. They say pumpkin spice searches start peaking earlier and earlier and earlier every year. But on the heels of that, you know, I just said the banana bread latte.
Yeah.
There's also banana coffee syrup that has been searched and caramel apple iced coffee. Both hit all-time highs this month. But I will say bananas having a moment right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of banana stuff going on.
People are loving the banana latte, especially, and there's all kinds of recipes all over TikTok for it. And in fact, even as you mentioned, Starbucks there, they have a banana forward fall menu that they have.
I love banana bread as well.
Exactly. And yeah, I like it because they say you can like crush up walnuts and put it on top.
Okay.
Like, ooh. So you can really get it tasting like banana. Wow. I know you don't like chocolate chips in your banana bread.
I don't like anything crunchy in my banana bread or anything really sweet like that.
So like some of the options have the, you know, chocolate flavor in there as well. But either way, the banana option,
having a moment.
Love it. I love it. I love the pumpkin spice one too. So I like that we're just adding to the menu now. Like, let's keep
going. I just actually just have a regular banana.
Oh.
Believe it or
not. Look
at
you.
Speaking of fall, you've got this list about the fall fashion trends, and I feel like this is a must read.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of ladies listening to the show.
We sure do.
And a lot of fashion forward ladies out there as well. So what should we be looking for this fall?
Trench coats.
No.
I can't wait. What? Till I roll in here in my trench coat and completely, hey, you guys, wow.
That's only for creepers, right?
But with clothes on underneath. With clothes on underneath. But I've always wanted
for
to
perverts.
Open my trench coat and just like, scare somebody. Huh. So yeah, fall 2026, expect trench coats for both men and women to
full
be
length
very,
or the
very,
mini trench?
Well, for the women, I think the full length is so just sassy. I love the look of a full-length trench coat. For guys, I think it's the mid-knee trench coat.
Yeah, it goes about the knee.
That creeps me out.
That's the solid look right there. Also,
can I pull it off with a pea coat? The pea coat kind of goes down that far.
I don't know.
Different coat.
Do the trench coat. That's the look this fall. Also, earth tone denim. So, you know, your jeans, your regular jeans.
I wore the yesterday. I had like some brownish jeans.
Yes,
big
brown
fan
jeans,
of that. Yeah.
Green jeans, tan jeans, all those earth tones. They're really making a comeback for this next upcoming season. Mm. I'm a fan as well. It's going to go perfect with your suede sneakers, which is also a good look. And that has been trending pretty hard for the last few seasons. So expect it to come back even more. And then the last one, I love this. Chocolate brown bag. So think of your, you know, Kate Spade, your coach, but that nice deep chocolate brown color to go with your trench coat and your suede sneakers.
I just bought a white Kate Spade for myself. Damn, I guess I better take that back.
I know.
And
my white
jeans.
My off-white jeans.
No more white. Not this season. But I like
that's good.
I've always been a fan of the tan, like, shirts. You know what I mean? Like,
the nude,
tan and
the
white.
Yeah.
And I just, earthy. I love those basic colors. So the fact that they're going to be so poppin' this season, I'm already ready already. Love it. Love it. Okay.
Can I just dress as a chocolate bar?
You know, I love that too.
We got a Spirit Halloween store opening up just down the way. I think I'm going to just dress as a chocolate bar.
Ooh, Hershey's.
I'm very in season.
Yes.
Very chocolate brown. Matches my underpants as well.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
Ew, chair.
I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but I'm pretty big into the spice scene.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm part of a bunch of Reddit groups where we talk about spices and we trade spices and stuff. It's a whole club. It's a lifestyle.
It's your nickname, Spice Guy.
Spice Guy.
You know, Mr. Spicy.
I'm at Spice Guy on Instagram, which I should look that up now to make sure that's nothing.
I know, right?
Because this is all very tongue in cheek right now. It's all Spice Guy, some sort of horrible person.
Spice Guy.
No, I'm pretty tapped into the spice scene.
Okay.
I talk a lot. I speak at schools about it.
I love spices.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm a fan.
Yeah, you
watch
can't
me
cook
with my garlic powder. Watch out. I always keep a handful of garlic powder in my front pocket in case I'm being mugged or something on the street, and I throw it at the perp.
Yeah.
Right in the eyes.
Also for vampires.
Yeah.
I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're prepared.
It's very important. You know, this is stuff we talk about in our chat groups. Well, I was up there at Colorado State University talking to some of the researchers up there, and we were chatting about whether or not our hot, dry summers here in Colorado, paired with our cold winters, could make this big goofy rectangle we live in the ideal place to grow saffron.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Saffron.
What? I want to do that.
You're like me. I was like, saffron?
I
tell me
more.
I want to
be a saffron farmer.
Really? They call it red gold because how labor intensive it is to produce.
Yeah.
Current market prices for saffron is about $10,000 per pound of it.
It's hard to keep alive. I can't keep an air plant alive. So maybe I need to rethink this.
So you got to dig deep into the agriculture with this, but Colorado might be the perfect spot to start growing saffron.
No, it's amazing because it is really expensive. I mean, even if you go into the grocery store and get a little jar of saffron, that's going to put you back at least $30. And it's really low quality saffron. You have
you
to
don't
use
want that.
Twice as much for the flavor profile. But you put it in paella. You can throw saffron
in a lot of paella.
Yes,
I've never put it in paella.
Why not? That's where it goes.
Honey, where's the saffron? I'm making paella.
I love paella.
My brother-in-law, he's from Venezuela. He makes a lot of paella.
Yeah, I bet it's good with the crispy rice on
the bottom. It's fine.
Because you have to get you have to have the right pan to make paella.
Yeah,
he does. You know, then you have to get it all
crispy.
He's got
a pan.
You don't like paella? What?
I lie when I go to the events at their house where they make paella.
Yeah.
this is delicious.
What?
Not a fan of the paella.
That's correct.
Right now, my sister is hearing this and freaking out. I'm like, not enough
you
saffron
said
in
you
it.
You love my paella.
I'm a liar. I don't like the paella. Anyway, I love me some saffron. I know there's a black market for saffron. I've been involved in the black market saffron trade for a few years, but this is pretty exciting stuff for Colorado.
It really is. I mean, we grow a lot of stuff here, whether it's produce, you know.
Yeah.
So we might as well throw
get
saffron
into the saffron
in there
game.
Well. Exactly. Our soil is rich.
What else do you put saffron on? I don't even know.
Oh,
it's used for dyes, isn't it? A lot of dyes.
You put it in paella. You put it in risotto. You can put it in bouillabaisse, cippino. You can put it in a lot of
rice-based
dishes.
Oh,
you want to up your mashed potato game? Throw some saffron up in those
taters. Oh, I got to get on my Reddit thread and talk about that immediately.
Yes, do it.
All right, number one morning show in saffron news right here at Mix.
Five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast without.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is time to play Fast Five, which is brought to you by our very good friends up at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack. And $5 menu items daily. Shout out to Bally's Casino Blackhawk. If you'd like to play Fast Five, now is your time to shine. Give us a call, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you here into the Mix 100 studios. Always looking for people who have never played before. Give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air. We'll find out what you're doing this weekend, and then I'll give you a category and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? If you do, you can brag to your friends all weekend. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Katie, got some examples?
I do, and you're all over the place when it comes to what you ask. You've said, quick, name 5 famous billionaires in 10 seconds or less, or 5 birds that don't fly. The one that won it yesterday, Stephanie, was able to name 5 foods that were normally served alongside coleslaw.
Yeah.
So, again, all over the place when it comes to the topics.
That one was just straight up ridiculous right
funny.
There.
Funny. She said salad, but sometimes salad's next to coleslaw.
All right, listen, if you get placed on hold, don't hang up. I see some of you hanging up after I'm putting you on hold here. Don't do that. That means you're in, so don't freak out and hang up. 303-691-1649. Final day for those Dave Matthews tickets, right, Katie Cat?
Yeah. Dave and his friends are going to be at Fiddler's actually tonight and tomorrow, so you get to hang out with them this weekend. Score yourself a pair of tickets when you win Fast Five today. Good luck.
Good luck, everybody. 303-691-1MIX, which is 303-691-1649. Wonder if old Joshy boy's having some problems with the phones here.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
All right, now I think he's good.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Kat.
Hey.
Hey, yourself. Meow. What are you doing this weekend, kitty cat?
just hanging out.
That's it? You're just hanging out, staring at your ceiling?
Nothing as of right now.
Well, I hope you win, because then you're going to go see Dave Matthews.
Yeah, then you got plans.
I'd love that.
I know, right? I'd love that for you. Do you work?
I do work, yes.
What's your job?
I'm in marketing.
What are you marketing?
Talent.
Talent.
I'm sorry, I'm taken, Kat. Talent, like, never mind, I'm not going to get into it. There's a lot of children listening.
Okay.
All right, Kat, you ready to
yes,
play?
Yes, I sure am.
All right, no help, no sequels, no cheating. 10 seconds.
Okay.
Give me five Nicole Kidman movies. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Nicole Kidman. I love her. I watch her shows, though.
You know, Fox ticking. Time's up. Too much chit-chat, Kat. I think you might be on a speakerphone or Bluetooth. It's a little hard to hear you. Have a great weekend, Kat. We appreciate you calling in. Hi, Beth.
Hey.
Hey. You going to the big sports ball game tonight?
We are. We are.
Ooh, who's we?
Go Broncos.
My husband and I.
The Hubs. Date night.
Yes, sir.
How the seats? Are they any good?
Front row.
What?
Well, smell you,
Look
high roller.
You, Beth. Yeah.
How'd you get those? Did you buy them?
Well, he's been a season ticket holder for about 5 years. It's a family. Yeah, came from a family block that he got two seats in the front row.
Well,
whenever the stadium was built, yeah.
Yeah, you better hold on to that guy.
Yes.
He's got some perks along with him.
Exactly.
Good for you guys. Well, have fun tonight. I've got a couple that came in from some listeners overnight that I'm going to use.
Oh, boy.
I know. I feel like this one might be a little hard. I'm going to do it anyway, though. This is for some Dave Matthews tickets, for goodness sakes. In 10 seconds, give me five fictional characters that have beards. Go.
Gosh, I can't think of anything right now. I don't know.
Man.
Well...
I mean,
I'm going to hold
Santa,
on to that one.
But he's real, so.
Gandalf.
Oh, Santa Claus, duh. Okay.
Duh. Yeah, he is real. Don't bring Santa into this. Beth, have a fun day. Enjoy the game.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We got a Nina on the line. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Are you decorating for Halloween this weekend?
I'm starting the decoration process. Yeah.
How long is the decoration
well,
process?
Well, it's starting now,
well,
I guess.
Do my entire house, like every room in my house.
Wow. Oh. Can you send us pictures when you're done? I want to see this.
Sure.
So you're into it. I've noticed all the stores have all their Halloween stuff up,
yeah.
So it's go time.
They do.
Yeah, I have a friend like this, too, where they just completely go all out for Halloween. So, it's about the time they start.
Got to get done early.
All right, Nina. That's spooktacular. Let's do some Fast Five with you. Another listener one. Are you ready? I feel like you're going to get this one, though. 10 seconds.
I'm
Give
ready.
Me five fictional characters that are aliens. Go.
Oh, fictional characters that are aliens.
No cheating.
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
You are stumping people today, Jer.
Really? Like Yoda and E.T. and...
Oh, my God. And Grogu. Yeah.
Stitch. Marvin the Martian. Start naming off like Chewbacca, you know?
There's a lot of them.
A lot of Star Wars stuff in there.
Are those considered aliens, though? Yeah.
I guess they would be. I think Chewbacca's an alien.
Is he?
I don't know. He's a Wookiee.
Oh.
Is that equal alien?
I guess.
I would have accepted it. Nina, enjoy your decorating. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Chiku. Bye.
Bye, Nina.
Hi, Desi.
Hi.
Hey, my little note on the screen that says Desi wants to go to Dave Matthews.
Yes.
Yes.
Put it out in the universe, Desi.
So if you don't win, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm resting.
Yeah. Just resting.
It's been a long day of teaching. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're a teacher.
Yes. Yes.
What do you
Good
teach?
You.
What grade do you teach?
Kindergarten.
Oh, you need some rest, Desi.
Yes, I do.
Those kids are monsters at that age.
They're adorable, but that's a
They're
lot.
They're fantastic.
There's a lot of
yes.
boogers everywhere, yep. and ugh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You are a good human, Desi.
Well, you enjoy nap time, just like your kindergartners.
Yeah.
All right, your letter is P. You should know that because you're a teacher. The letter is
okay.
P. Like poo poo pee pee, which is all over those kindergartners. The letter is P. I need five companies starting with that letter P. Go.
P.
Really? Wow.
That was going to happen.
That's surprising.
Strong throwing straight fire today.
There's literally like 100 companies that start, if not 200.
There's a lot.
Well, you go have a delicious Pepsi happen. And go relax, all right, Desi?
Yes.
All right, see you later. Bye.
I will. Thank you.
Bye. What the heck, man? Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes, but who cares about us? How are you?
I am wonderful. It's Friday. I got my babies in the car. We're going to school. Oh. I have the day off.
Well, give a shout out to your babies.
Yeah.
Got little Junebug and John Miller.
Hi.
Hi. That doesn't sound like a baby at all.
Well, you know, teenager years, right?
Baby sounds like it has a mustache.
Stop calling me a baby,
you know,
Mom.
What? He does.
I'm not
he
a does. Baby, Mom. Ugh.
He's living in the basement. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I like this Fast Five. Are you ready? I hope you get it.
I hope so, too. We like some Dave Matthews. We saw him at the Gorge in Washington.
Oh, it's such a good concert. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. No help from your babies. No
okay,
cheating. But in 10 seconds, I need five jobs that traditionally involve using a ladder. Go.
Oh, Home Depot workers, Lowe's workers, painters.
Yeah. Hurry, hurry.
Construction for users.
No! You got four. And a firefighter. That's just like the biggest one.
My dad would be disappointed. Dang it.
That was one of my more easier ones today.
Oh, well, love you guys anyway. We've been trying to get through, so thank you guys.
We really appreciate you listening every morning, and have a great day.
Yes.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Hug those babies.
Thank you, guys, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom. Kelly?
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you today?
I really want Dave Matthews tickets.
Well, you got to really work for them. I'm not just going to hand them to you,
yeah,
Kelly.
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, I need an easy question.
Mm-mm, but I don't know what's easy to you, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What would be easy for you?
Foods?
Yeah.
Foods.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
I need five companies starting with the letter P. Go.
Crap.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Kelly.
Oh, man.
That was really
that
bad.
That was awful.
You did it. I just right. gave you Pepsi like 2 seconds ago.
Sometimes.
Kelly, I love you to pieces. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Kelly. Oh, man. I really wanted her to win. Who else do we have?
Peter, Pumpkin Eater. Hi, Peter.
Hey, good morning.
My note says, Peter, haircut.
Yeah, it's going to be a big weekend.
Yeah.
Really, really big getting a haircut.
Yeah. That's exciting stuff. Wow. Do you have somebody you go see? Because my wife has now taken on the duty of giving me a haircut.
Oh, man. I see Taylor, who is the shop manager at Floyd's in Boulder on Pearl Street.
Oh very nice.
Go.
I used to go to Floyd's. I used to go. Well, very good, Peter. It's about time. You look like you're very shaggy. So, all right, are you ready to play?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. I need you to tell me five places that you might see velvet ropes. Go.
The Emmys, the Oscars, the Tonys, outside of a fancy club, and at a very fancy bank. That's in a Grammys?
I'm pretty
A very watch. Fancy bank.
A fancy bank, definitely.
Like going up
has.
To a Belco or something? No, there's like, velvet ropes?
Yeah, if you go to like...
A fancy bank?
Yeah. Fancy banks have them.
Well, you know, maybe not Wells Fargo, but, there, so. You know.
Like a really... I'm trying to think of a really fancy bank that would have velvet
like
ropes.
Like Gringotts in Harry
yes,
Potter.
Yes, 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 a Gringotts
there
grade
we go.
Bank. Perfect. Yep.
Well, that's different.
He just said fancy
Do you know
bank.
Where I've seen velvet ropes, Peter?
No,
I actually have some going up to my bed in my bedroom.
Shut up.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. That's impressive.
We like to keep it classy, Peter. We really do.
Well done.
It's quite the event.
Well done, he said.
Peter, do you know what you're supposed to say to me when you win Fast Five?
Oh, my gosh. Will you please play the Winnie Win sound?
Peter, you're going to be looking good with that brand new haircut at Dave Matthews Band this weekend.
Oh, man. I can't wait. That's awesome, guys.
Oh, you did all the hard work, even with that goofy last guess there, but I gave it to you.
It works.
I gave it to you, buddy. Hey,
thank you.
Thank you very much for calling in and having some fun and winning Fast Five today. I'm going to put you on hold, dude, and we're going to come back and tell you all about that prize. All righty?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Peter. Have a great weekend. That's how we get her done.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We've been talking about what we're wearing tonight and, you know, how lovely Katie's going to look. I have a question, though, because I did notice something.
What?
I don't know if this is... I'm not really tapped into the nail game.
Okay.
I noticed your fingernails are a different color than your toenails. Is that good or bad? It's bad.
Isn't that how we do it? Am I doing it wrong?
I've always heard that your nails on your fingers should always match your toes. Like it should be a matching combo.
No, I've seen girls with different
ones,
toes
yeah.
and nails.
Yeah.
I have seen that.
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody said, ladies?
Yeah, let us know if I'm doing it wrong. Because mine are
691-1649.
Drastically different.
That was what was shocking to me, because your nails are like a blood red.
Yeah, the cherry red.
And
fire
your little
red.
Piggies are bright white.
I love white toes.
It's a shocking difference.
I really like white toes. I think it's such a sleek look. I always paint my toes white.
It's very aerodynamic.
The red was for wine time tonight. Like, that's why I did the red, because I wanted it to match my shoes. So I did the, you know, cherry red for the hands. And then white for the toes, but I like how it looks. I didn't
see the phones ringing,
I
ladies.
Didn't know I was doing
I
it wrong.
How would I know more about
does
this than you?
Well, does Nick Nack do the same?
691-1649.
She must do the same.
I feel like yes, she generally does the same. Cause you got a matchy. Open toed shoes tonight?
No, closed toed shoes. So maybe
this is
maybe I'm okay.
Get rid of it.
Maybe I'm okay.
Get away with it.
Yeah.
Josh is grabbing these calls really quick.
Yeah, because now
talking
I'm.
To her? What?
And here's the thing, like, when I got my nails done, you think they would have said something. Like, no, you want your toes to be the same.
This is so ridiculous.
You know?
Those would be the experts right there.
They really would be. And I'm really, like, my girl Gracie and I, we tight. Like, I feel like this is something she could tell me.
Deb.
What?
Deb. Hi, Deb.
You called us,
for my lipstick. I wasn't ready.
You were putting lipstick. I got to ask you, does your lipstick have to match your fingernails and your toenails?
No.
No? Okay, you can get
so
away with it.
So, I was a nail tech for 17 years.
Okay.
In Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
And just last night, I painted my nails bronco orange, and my toes are still like a really party brown from the pool party last weekend. So I figure, like, at least they're, like, orange and brown, you know, kind of go together.
It sounds like diarrhea, Deb. You might want to get that changed immediately.
No, you can do it, Katie. What colors do you have on?
So I have, like, the red, like the, you know, fire engine red for my hands, and then I have white toes.
Oh, you're good, girl.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Deb approves.
She's nail tech for 17 years in Denver, Colorado.
I know my stuff, girl. So. Oh,
and you've got the throwback colors on, Deb, so I dig it. Go Broncos.
Brown's a throwback, huh?
It is. The throwback, yeah.
1960.
Looks like a football. You should paint the little lines, the laces on your toes, too, so they look like little footballs.
No, I do it on my hands so everybody could see them.
Yeah. No, that's
You know,
fun.
You decorate your hands, so. Toes, I don't think you should decorate them.
So you're okay with the fingers being a different color than the feet? You say that's okay right now?
And why don't you like it? That's what I like to know.
I'm a little OCD. I feel like I want all 10 fingers and all 10 little piggies to look the same. And this is just, I'm pretty tapped into fashion, Deb. And I've just seen it on the Instagrams that ladies are supposed to have matching fingers and toes.
So do you make your wife do that?
I don't make her do anything, but she does it.
I bet you do because you're OCD.
Yeah.
And you would tell her that's not how you do it. Go back and change it.
I've actually threatened to leave her, Deb, if she doesn't change it.
This has almost caused a divorce.
Believe it.
Deb, you're funny.
What kind of pool party were you at, Deb?
Oh, I'm at my apartment. They do it all. Yeah, they had limbo. We had a DJ. They grilled and all the free alcohol that we could drink.
You got
the
bar,
Deb got
huh?
her drink on, huh?
Oh, I did. I did. They were starting to mess with my eyebrows. And I was just laying there going, oh, my God, what's going on?
What? Wait,
did you pick up any cute fellas at this pool party?
No, they're no. But it was relaxing. It was good. You know, I invited some friends and stuff. So it was good. Right. And I was in my own apartment, you know, drunk, so.
Good time. Best time ever. Deb,
thank you for calling. You have
best
a very,
Friday call.
Very good weekend.
That
all right, well,
fun.
According to Deb, you're fine, Katie. So. But she's also been very drunk in her apartment.
Yeah, Deb
drunk
sounds
right
wasted
now.
Also, so.
And her toenails are brown, so I don't know. Take that for what it's worth. It's our Feel Good Friday, sharing all those special little moments throughout the month of August. Something good that happened to you. We want to hear about it. I know something good has happened to you in the month of August. Please call in and share it with us. We like to bring joy to the airwaves. We're making people smile and feel good today. It's a Feel Good Friday. 303-691-1649. What was the best moment of August for you? And I'll tell you right now, it doesn't have to be anything like a job promotion and you sued somebody and won a bunch of money. It can be small stuff too, you know? Like you had a really good tuna fish sandwich. We'll take anything.
I mean,
that runs the gamut, right? 303-691-1649. Was the best moment of your month, Katie?
Oh, mine, I have to say it was Baby Nana's birthday, because if I don't, I will get a strongly worded text from her. So it was Baby Nana's birthday. It was the highlight of my whole month. I loved it. Yay, birthday. What?
That's what you picked?
I have to. I don't think you understand. That has to be my pick this morning.
That girl needs to go to military school.
Baby Nana's birthday.
You need to send her off to the military.
Best part of my month.
Is your daughter having her birthday. Yeah,
that I wasn't invited to, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Ah.
Oh, you be thinking about it.
But
I want you to pick
the
a
best
different
part.
One.
I know. That is it. If I don't pick that, I'm in trouble from
she
my kid.
She will murder you. I see some of you calling and then hanging up, calling and hanging up. Don't do that. I think they're getting scared. We want to know the best part of August for you, big or small. 303-691-1649. How many parents are going to call in and say, oh, my kid's going back to school?
Yeah.
That was the best moment for
you
sure.
You included, right?
Call now. We are doing a Feel Good Friday, trying to bring some joy to Denver, Colorado today. Because it just makes everybody kind of feel good. It gives you the feels a little bit. Because there's so much crap going on out there in the world that we like to, you know, show you the light a little bit. So what was the best part of August for you? We did get a really nice message from Lisa, who said the best part was my trip to Vegas with my 82-year-old aunt from Vermont.
Aww.
We call her Rita the Roller. She rolled out of Vegas with $1,400.
Nice!
Rita the Roller!
Get it, Rita!
Here's Coral. Hi, Coral. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so it's Feel Good Friday. What was the best part of August for you?
My best part of August is I got to meet Zach Bryan.
You did.
And he signed my guitar strap, and then he offered us all tickets to his concert.
What? How did you pull that off?
Yeah, where'd you meet him?
We met him in, it's like it's called the Butcher Block in Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, my neighbors, they own that restaurant, and the neighbor is my, like, friend.
Well, that's a pretty awesome experience, so and he got an autograph.
Yeah.
He came into the restaurant and, like, hung out with y'all.
Yeah,
that's
he did.
Awesome. He is such a good dude, too.
That's like, definitely a highlight.
Absolutely.
You are in the lead so far. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you. Here's Alex. Hi, Alex.
Oh, Hello.
Well, hello. It's a Feel Good Friday with Alex. All right, Alex, what was the best part of the month?
Well, a couple of things, actually, now that I remember. I got my car back after it being in the shop for about a month.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. What was wrong with the car?
Well, the rack and pinion needed to be replaced because it was leaking. The transfer case needed to be replaced because it was leaking. But it was also good because my warranty that I got for it paid for it all.
Hey!
Nice!
There you go.
Too smart with the warranty.
Old rack and pinion, I tell you what. If I had a nickel. Well.
And then the second thing was I went to go see Lindsey Stirling, actually, at the beginning of August.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
She's the violin player, right?
Yeah, she is the violin player. She's actually pretty brilliant. She does her own acrobatics while playing the violin.
Don't we all?
Yeah, no, she's amazing.
Don't we all?
She is so talented.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I got to do all that.
Those are two very, very good ones.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
Thank you for calling and sharing. It's Feel Good Friday. If you want to share the best party of the month for you, 303-691-1649. Here's Mindy. Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. What was the best part of August?
So, same sentiment as Katie, my daughter's birthday.
Yes. Oh, we got to let you go, Mindy.
No, we don't. Let her talk.
We
got to
let
daughter.
You go.
What's your daughter's name, Mindy?
Elise.
Elise, okay.
She's got a stranglehold on you as well, huh?
Oh, we love them.
She's my world.
Exactly. Yeah. How old did she turn? What birthday was it?
The 20th.
That's a big one. Come on, in your 20s.
What'd you give her for her birthday? Definitely not independence.
She is so independent. It's scary. Oh, my gosh. But I gave her this really nice curling iron. She has really long hair. And
it's very nice.
It's a really good, expensive curling iron she's wanted.
Those are not cheap. Mindy. Yeah. I guess thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, and happy birthday to your little. She's a Leo too, right?
Oh, that's
right.
She's
a Leo. Happy birthday to baby Nana.
Oh, barf.
Thank you.
Oh, barf.
Thank
Mindy. I'm gonna go throw up in the trash can now, Mindy. All right, I love you. I love you. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, give me a break.
I love that.
Oh, boy, phone lines are still ringing. Listen, guys, we're calling it Feel Good Friday. If you want to call in and tell us the best part of August for you. We want to talk to you. We want to bring some smiles to the airwaves. Big or small, doesn't matter. 303-691-1649. Let me do one more before we play a quick song. Here's Megan. Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, the best part of August for you.
I bought my first house.
Yay!
Yeah, Megan.
What part of town are you in?
Parker.
Congrats.
You know what? Doing that in Colorado, that's a huge pat on the back to you because that's not easily done.
Way to spend $700,000.
Way to go.
Pretty much, but it was my ex-husband's money. So 20 months post-divorce, I finally bought my kids and I a house.
This story got so much better.
Even better. Fantastic, Megan. Thank you for calling. I forgot to mention the best part of my month of August.
Yeah,
Went out and made a rather large purchase.
You did.
And it is so awesome. I love it so, so much, Katie.
You do?
It's a brand new deep freezer that we got in the basement.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to tell you, there's nothing better than getting a brand new deep freeze.
You know?
The shelves are nice and clean. Nothing is sticky.
You make a good point.
You really organize everything in the freezer. Man, it's
fresh Freon, right?
It's been a good month. Here's Dominique. Hi, Dominique.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. What was the best part of your month for Feel Good Friday?
Well, it happened last Saturday. I was accepted, or I received a scholarship to a playwriting workshop, and I attended that. And then I went on an audition, which I hadn't done in 5 years, for an improv.
Well, you fancy.
Yeah.
I love this. I did so much improv and stuff in high school and college. This is like right up my alley, Dominique. So
yeah, it was a lot of fun. I didn't get it, but that's the gig, right?
That's all right. But good for you putting yourself out there. I love
it. A lot of fun. So thanks for letting me share. Happy Friday.
You as well. Have a great weekend. Here's Cody. Hi, Cody.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning, buddy. Feel Good Friday. What was the best part of August for you?
My wife and I celebrated 11 years of marriage.
No way!
Oh, congratulations!
And they said it wouldn't last, Cody.
You'd be surprised what they said.
Yeah, right?
Hey,
oh my gosh.
I'm going to tell you right now, my wife and I are sneaking off. We're celebrating 20 years of marriage, and I guarantee you her dad didn't think it was going to last.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks, buddy.
Hater's going
to
hate, though,
tell
right?
her dad to suck it.
Okay,
hey, did you get her anything special for your anniversary? Any gift or anything?
Oh, my gosh. We're going to try to keep it Feel Good Friday. So a lot happened in the month of August, and some of it not so great.
Okay.
So she actually stole me away and treated me.
Wow.
To an amazing date night that I did not see coming. We had big plans. We had to cancel them. Stuff happened.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, hey, you're coming with me. And she took me out and she got me a replacement wedding ring because as I got older, my fingers got fatter.
as they do.
Funny story, the ring doesn't fit.
Oh.
So I haven't been able to wear a wedding ring for like 3 years.
Oh.
But I keep reminding her, man, people be looking at me. Girl, you
right?
Get a ring on it.
We better
like,
get
I'm kind of a catch. Cody, even congratulations. I got to get to a couple more quick calls. But, dude, thank you for calling in. And congratulations to you crazy kids.
Hey, thanks, brother. Have
thanks.
A great day.
Thanks, Cody.
Thanks, you too, Cody.
Betsy.
Hello.
Really quick, what was the best part of August for you?
So my youngest daughter just accepted a new job here in Colorado, and she's moving home.
Yay!
Coming back to the Centennial State.
What's her job?
Yep. She is going to be working for CSU Extension in their FNEP program, which is Food Nutrition Education Program.
What a good gig.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You got to be a proud mama bear.
I sure am.
Oh, Betsy.
And so happy. I'm so happy for you to be able to have them in the vicinity of you.
Betsy, thank
Amazing.
You for sharing for Feel Good Friday. I'm going to squeeze in one more. Justin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good
morning, buddy. Feel
okay,
good. This is it.
I'm going to try to get through this.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get through this without losing it, Jer.
All right. It's all right. I've cried on this show many times.
The best part of my month, and my month has been epic. I got to take my kid to his first stadium show. Great trip with him. But when you were talking about Feel Good Friday and I was just reflecting in my car after dropping my kid off to school, like what the show has meant to us over the last 4 years. And we started listening when I started commuting with my kid to sixth grade. He's in 10th grade now. And we were going through a transition with our family. And it was right around the time when you were going through a transition in the show, and it was the Dom and Jer show.
That's right.
And we were going to school one time, and we got the news that you guys were, like, breaking up, just like our family was, and we were devastated. And I was just reflecting on, like, all this transition, and he's had a rough time, and how the show has been an anchor for us. Like just bringing some feel good vibes and laughs every morning. And now that we're going back to school again, I've been like, wow, your show is kicking butt now. And this transition has worked out really well for you all.
That's very kind.
It just made me feel like, hey, we're going to be okay. We're going to be good.
We are going to be good.
And this show is, you know, we focus a lot on families and friendships and good vibes. And I'm glad that's rubbing off on you and your family, buddy.
Yeah, it means a lot to us to just be able to tune in every morning and hear y'all and laugh with y'all and just and feel good. And I really appreciate what y'all bring.
Man,
so thank you.
Thank you. This was a beautiful call, man. I'm tearing up a little
I know.
Bit.
Like, it's brought me to tears over here.
Hey.
What is your son's name, Justin?
His name is Kai.
Okay. Hi,
shout
Kai.
Shout out to Justin and Kai this morning. Can't thank you enough for riding the wave of the changes here and loving what you hear. I appreciate it. I really do.
Yeah.
Justin, have a great weekend, dude.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that right there was the cherry on top for me. How incredibly kind. We will do this again at the end of September. It's Feel Good Friday with JKJ here at Mix.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Oh, indeed it is. And it looks like Michelle made it through. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, hi. You as well. That's very sweet of you. All right, tell us all about yourself, Michelle.
I am from Westminster. I have three kiddos, 14, 11, and 10. So they're quite a handful. I feel like I'm a chauffeur more than anything else.
I bet.
Right?
Yeah.
yeah. So they are definitely, they're, like, I wish I could morph my two younger boys into one boy. It would be a lot cheaper, you know? Like,
no joke.
Yeah.
Our schedule at my house has been so stupid the past 2 days, just with two kids. And I was just talking to my wife, Knickknack, about this. We were like, how do people do it with more than two kids? I don't know how.
You can't. It's so hard.
Yeah. And we've got friends with like five kids. And
oh,
I'm
my
like,
goodness.
I can't even. Six kids.
Yeah.
Oh, barf.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, puke. So do you work, Michelle?
I do not work. My job is just them and just, you know, being their chauffeur and all that, all that stuff. No tipping, unfortunately.
Yeah. I was going to say, I hope you work for tips, but not the case.
You better go pamper yourself. You need to take some time and go pamper yourself.
You do.
You know, I actually have a massage this weekend with my husband. It's one of those couple massages. So.
Nice.
Well, I'm sure he's really into that.
He loves it. Like,
does he?
I feel like he will want to go like every week, but I feel like that's too much. Maybe like once a month.
He's a good man for lying to you like that.
Stop it.
No man likes a couple massage, Michelle. I hate to break the news to you, but
No, but I mean, he doesn't really, like, you know, he's like, why do you always get to do the massages, even though, like, you know, he needs it more? I'm just like, well, you know, it's a couple's massage, and it's usually a pretty good deal because I get it off of the Groupon.
Yeah, there you go.
That's well, you
guys can go get rubbed together, so that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm just goofing with you. All right, so I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions, Michelle. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie, unless I'm in a really good mood. Anything you want to say to her, Katie?
Yeah, and Michelle, I bet you're just so glad you don't have to mom for a second, huh? Bring
it.
Oh,
yes.
Let's go.
I was excited when they went back to school.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good luck to you.
Well, Katie's going to get out of the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with a question, so there's no cheating. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring Katie Cat back in the studios, and she's in there. All right, let's go ahead and get it started. Michelle, please tell me, which fast food restaurant has square hamburger patties?
Wendy's.
Did you say Wendy's?
Wendy's.
All right, your phone was cutting out. All right, here's your second question. What famous pop star revealed her pregnancy during her Super Bowl halftime performance in 2023?
You cut out. Can you say that one more time? Something halftime performance?
Yeah. I need you to put your left arm up in the air so you get a good signal.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, it's still choppy. All right. What famous pop star revealed her pregnancy during her Super Bowl performance in 2023?
Rihanna.
All right. And your third question, what's the name of Doug's wife on the TV show King of Queens? I need an answer. Hurry.
Okay. What TV show again?
King of Queens. Don't Google it.
King of Queens. Oh, Doug and...
You don't know? You're going to pass?
No name, but...
All right. I'm going to put... I think you said pass. Your phone sucks right now.
Okay, sorry.
Go run to a different room. which food did TV commercials compare your brain to in the This Is Your Brain on Drugs campaign? What was that food?
Oats?
Oats? Quaker oats, huh? All right, here
Quaker
is...
Quaker oats,
That's fantastic. Here is your fifth question. What's the name of the family dog on the TV show Full House?
Comet.
All right, let's bring Katie back in here. Let me add up how many you got right. All right, Katrina. You ready?
Ready.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. All right, Katie. I don't even know why I put this one in here, honestly. I really don't, now that I have already read it. And you are our foodie.
But oh, yeah, which, yeah, I love the food ones.
Oh, this is stupid of me. Which fast food restaurant has square hamburger patties?
Oh, that's Dave with his Wendy's.
What did I even, why? Why did I think that was a good idea?
Why?
Michelle got that, too.
Oh, good job, Michelle.
Hey,
good job.
Hey. What famous pop star revealed her pregnancy during her Super Bowl halftime performance back in 2023?
Oh, and then all the pictures of a pregnant Rihanna hit your screen, right? Oh, it's Riri.
Michelle got that right,
too. It. Okay.
Oh, I'm impressed. Michelle, are you still there?
Yes, I am still here.
Just want to make sure your phone's still working. Katie, yeah. What is the name of Doug's wife on the TV show King of Queens?
Doug and Carrie.
Michelle, I think you said something that wasn't right and then you passed or something because your phone sucked.
Yeah, I know her real name, which is Leah Remini, but I did not remember her character.
She get half a point for that.
Nah, she doesn't get
nothing.
She's not getting nothing. She ain't getting nothing.
Man.
What food did TV commercials compare your brain to with the whole "This is your brain on drugs" campaign? What was that food they compared?
This is your brain. Crack. This is your brain on drugs. It was an egg.
Michelle, for some weird reason, said oats. Do you remember those where they had your brain and it was an egg and he goes, "This is your brain on drugs," and he put it in a frying pan?
It's hard because I'm thinking it's like food, but not like, I didn't think about the drugs.
Yeah.
Like, I was just thinking of a food of like, you know.
That looks like brains.
Yeah. I guess oats kind of, like a bowl of oats kind of looks like brains.
Yeah.
Why not? All right. And finally, what's the name of the family dog in the TV show Full House?
Oh, what was I? The little yellow, it's the Comet, right? Yes. Yes.
Michelle said that too.
But
you totally killed it today. You got all five. Michelle, you only got three. You were officially crushed by Katie.
I was crushed.
You were crushed all day long.
You're still a fun time, though.
Still a fun time. I'm in a great mood because it's Friday, Michelle.
All right.
I'm in a really good mood because it's Friday.
He's in a good mood. Yes.
Do you want the prize anyway, Michelle?
Of course I want the prize. I always want the prize. Who says no to the prize?
I know.
No to the prize.
There's a little bit, a little tiny bit of me that wanted you to say, "Nah, I don't want it."
Of course she wants it. It's Alamo Draft House tickets. Of course she wants it.
Okay, I'll give you the prize.
Yay! Awesome. Thank you.
Yay, you're welcome. You're so sweet. You're so fun. And you're such a busy mom. So
I know. You deserve this.
Get a girlfriend and go to the movies on us. All right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.